bicycle, bicycle, bicycle. I want to ride my bicycle.
This is Pedaling the Pueblo, connecting people to news and information about Tucson's bicycle culture. My name is Kylie Walczak, a host of Pedaling the Pueblo.
Today, I'm joined by Elliot Dumont, shop owner at Roadrunner Bicycles. Welcome, Elliot.
Hello, everyone.
Hey, so Elliot, a lot of people have been reading in the news that there is a lack of bicycles available for purchase right now, and we hope you could tell us if that rumor is true or false.
Yeah, that rumor is definitely true. It's equal parts frustrating, but also very inspiring and cool to see. It's not something that's just local either. It's international. So it's across the U.S. and as well as a lot of other countries. I recently got off the phone with one of our vendors who we buy bicycles from, and they are a Chinese family that has a distribution center here in the U.S. as well as the owners of the factory in China. And they were talking about how they are even having a hard time getting components to even build their bikes. So the demand is worldwide, and it's pretty cool to see, but also from a business standpoint can be quite frustrating to stock your shelves.
When did you first notice that it was getting difficult to find bikes and bike parts?
As soon as COVID hit, I had been in contact with all of our vendors trying to get a pulse on to what would come down the pipeline as manufacturing centers in China were shutting down. And there was warnings of things becoming tight, but that timeline got moved up quite a bit. And I think it was in May, I started finding issues with finding bikes. And then once new bike sales just peaked out in that, there literally were no bikes to buy in the U.S. Components and other parts of bicycles, especially tubes and tires, became very scarce and are non-existent.
If somebody in Tucson wants to buy a bicycle today, what should they even do?
The best thing to do is to put your name on as many lists, or if you are committed to a very specific bicycle from a specific brand at a specific shop, to do a pre-order or any kind of way to put your foot in the line. The way things work is everything's based on first come, first serve. So any chance that a bike may come in early, you're going to be the first in line to get it.
Do you think that this will create a resurgence of local bike builders? You know, we used to have a really great bike builder here on the west side of town, La Suprema. Mm-hmm. But Gilmore, Andy Gilmore used to make a lot of bikes, right? Mm-hmm. Do you think that we'll see more of that happening again?
Those kind of shifts are really hard to tell in the short run because this is such an unprecedented time. It's hard to know what's going to happen in the future and if that demand is sustainable enough to provide us with the awesome benefits as having frame builders in town. I think that hopefully that would be really cool. La Suprema was a really great builder and painter, and his work was incredible, as well as Andy. Hubert Detremont, I think, is another frame builder here in town. And those resources are really invaluable to a cycling community when you look at certain repairs that are really specific and require that kind of expertise. So we should hope, and ultimately that will be dependent on how many people end up staying in cycling. I was talking with our Giant Bicycles rep, and he said that if 20% of the people that are buying bikes now stay in the bike industry, it'll revolutionize the bike industry. So we can only do our best and, wow, and cross our fingers.
That's exciting. Last question, Elliot, what's a typical day like at your shop? Are you busier than you've ever been?
We are, yeah. Even though we now have like 6 bikes left of a normal stock of about 300, we're still slammed with repairs every day. And we're taking this time of low stock and inventory to remodel. So most of my day right now is spent scraping the floor and getting it ready for our remodel.
Nice. Okay. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to tell us what your day is like and also to let us know about what's going on with bicycle supplies around the world. I hope that things get addressed quickly because in Tucson, anyway, we're heading into our great riding weather and I know people will be itching to get outside.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. Thanks, Elliot.
You're welcome, Carly. Take care.
Okay.